September 2nd, 1912. How harmful is the thought of oneself, and how much good does the thought of Jesus alone? The souls who are united to the divine will, whose only thought is to love Jesus, are like the rays of the sun for him. I was saying to my always adorable Jesus, my only fear is that, somehow, you might leave me and withdraw from me. And Jesus, my daughter, I cannot leave you because you are fixed in me and therefore you do no act which is self-reflexive and inappropriate to yourself, neither do you have any care for yourself. For one who really loves me, reflection on and care of self, even in good, are like many gaps formed in love. Therefore, my life cannot fill the soul completely. I am as though banned, cornered, and they give me the occasion to make my little withdrawals. On the other hand, the soul who is not inclined to the concerns of her own cares, but thinks only of loving me, takes care of me, and I fill her with everything. There's not a point in her life in which she does not find my life, and if I wanted to withdraw, I would have to destroy myself, which can never be. My daughter, if souls knew how harmful certain self-reflections are, they bend and lower the souls, making them keep their faces turned inward. The more they look at themselves, the more human they become. The more they think, the more they feel their miseries and become miserable. But if they think only of me, of loving me and being all abandoned in me, their souls straighten up, and by keeping their sight on me only, they rise and grow. The more they look at me, the more divine they become. The more they meditate on me, the richer, stronger and braver they feel. The union with the divine volition leads the soul toward the oblivion of herself and to the contemplation of God. Then he added, my daughter, the souls who are united with my will, who allow me to give my life within them, and who think only of loving me, are united to me like rays to the sun. If the sun were unable to form its rays, it could not extend its light and heat. The rays give more beauty to the sun. Therefore, through these rays alone, which form one single thing with me, I extend myself upon all regions, giving light, grace and heat, and I feel more embellished than if I had no rays. Now, one could ask a sun's ray how many courses it has made, how much light and how much heat it has given. If it had a mind, it would answer, I don't want to bother with this. The sun knows and that's enough. If I had to give light and heat to more lands, I would do so, because the sun that gives me life can do anything. If that ray wanted to think about it and look back at what it did, it would lose its course and become dark. Such are the souls, my lovers. They are my divine rays. They don't worry about what they do. Their only intent is to remain fixed within the divine sun. If they wanted to think, it would happen to them as to the sun's ray, they would lose much.